So, welcome everybody to, this is the first call for Embodying Prosperity radio show, and I am Marilyn O'Malley, your host, and I am so excited. This has been percolating in me for quite a while, and I am excited to finally get it off the ground and start helping you create the life that you're here to create. And I'm just a little, gathering my energy right now because this is the first time on Instant Teleseminar and I couldn't find out where to start the recording. But I did, and I'm ready to go. So let's all just take a deep breath and allow that breath to enter the body and flow all the way down into your belly. And then let it out with a sound or and releasing any energy that you're not wanting to hold on to right now. Just a get yourself present in this moment, right here, right now. Feel your energy and your attention dropping to your pelvis. Feel that first chakra light up. Feel your feet opening up, the bottoms of your feet opening up, and imagine roots are growing down into the earth so you feel connected to the earth. Feel your body. Feel it expanding. Feel the energy in your body. Feel your connection to the energy around your body. Feel your back, your neck, your head, your hands, your belly, your low back. And just notice how you relate, how you're interacting with the space around you. And open your eyes if your eyes are closed and look around and just notice and name the things around you. For instance, I see a little statue of a Buddha in front of me, and I see a little pen that I have that sits in front of me that says, I love my soul purpose, and I have my colorful pens and markers in front of me and my computer screen with you guys on it, and there's a garden out of my window, and there's another sign that says, do what you love. And what this does is this helps you be in the moment. It helps bring you back into this present moment right here, right now. It helps you calm down your mind. So here we are. So this is Embodying Prosperity radio show. And again, I'm Marilyn O'Malley. And this show is about helping you, and why I say embody prosperity, and I'm going to break that down, is embody what is naturally us, which is a prosperous, happy, healthy, loving, abundant, powerful or empowered, but you feeling empowered life. And my purpose is to help you end your needless suffering. And my purpose is to help humanity's needless suffering. And what do I mean by suffering? So suffering is, to me, anything, any time we are not honoring who we are, not loving who we are in our light and in our darkness. All of us. And we've gotten out of alignment with the truth of who we are, and I know this sounds weird, but we're living lies, and those lies are thinking that we're anything less than unique expressions of love and creativity and passion and brilliant beauty. Our purpose. And anyway, that is the sole purpose of why I'm here and why I'm doing this show. And you'll get to know me as we go through the show, and I'll get to know you. And how this is going to work is I'm going to do a little training in the beginning. And then at the end, there will be a question and answer. So if you have any questions or things that have come up for you, that you can come on and ask me that. You can ask me in, if you're on the webcast, you can write out your question to me, and I will answer it. But it does serve me better if you can be on the phone so there can be interaction. That way, it's nice to hear your voice. And prosperity, too. Prosperity, to me, just is not related to money. And prosperity, to me, is living our expanded life, expanding more and more into who we are and what it is that we desire. So I would like for you to think about embodying prosperity as embodying more of the expression, more of the pleasures of living your purpose, and allowing and receiving all those things that you desire. So again, when I go over prosperity, for me, has to do with well-being, how good can I stand my life, just enjoying all the things, all the pleasure, all of the things that have value to me, having friendships and all of my relationships with my significant other, with my family, you know, that how I spend my time, what I create in the world. And that has to do with what I manifest in my life. And so to start, I want to, this show is for creatives and healers, highly sensitive entrepreneurs and professionals. This is, anybody can listen to this, but I'm going to direct this towards those specific audience because there is a old mindset, an old paradigm about what's available to us and how powerful we really are. And giving away our time and expertise and uniqueness for free because we feel such empathy and compassion for others, and we feel people suffering, and we don't want people to suffer, and we don't want to feel their suffering, so we want to solve the problems of the world so people won't suffer. And we're very deep thinkers. We process things on a very deep level, and we deeply look at life and questions, and from a young age, we've done this, and people have not necessarily understood who we are, and we have not understood who we are. And so in growing up, we thought we were not as strong as others because we were called sensitive. Oh, you're so sensitive, or you're so shy, and there's something wrong with us because we can't handle things or let things slide off of us like other people around us then. There was not, there isn't the information out there that is now. Back then, there's not necessarily a culture that is sensitive to sensitive people, and that is all shifting. And I want to share with you that it is your right, your birthright, to have prosperity, and your birthright to not sacrifice who you are, and to know that you are a powerful, creative being on this planet. And the way that I want to explain this is I'm going to go into a little science here briefly, because I want you to, because we are deep thinkers, I want you to understand where you're, how you got to where you're at, and why it's difficult for you to get to where, create what it is that you desire right now, that the things that are really coming forth, but you can't seem to get to manifest in your life. And so first I want to start with, everything is energy. And again, the reason I'm doing this science, if you can wrap your mind around this, this really helped me when I started to change and get clear that I could, I had no idea who I was, that I had no idea as to the power of my mind. I had no idea that I was in control, that my mind and my what I was thinking and who I came into this world was, I thought it's like you can't teach an old dog new tricks, even though I might not have been old, but it was just, we thought, 10 years ago or so that the mind, or even further back, that the mind and who we are was who we are, and that's not true. Today we know a lot more, and there's been a lot of research. And with quantum physics, and has opened up a lot of doorways and given us a lot of information about who we are. And so I want to share that with you because that really helps me to know, okay, this is why I'm doing this. This is why it's important for me to do this. This is why I think I am. So again, going back, everything is energy, and I'm not going to go. I'm not a scientist. I've studied this, I'm going to make it as simple as possible, and I wanted to relate it to you. So I want you to understand that your whole body is just an energetic system, and everything around you is energy. It's just, it looks solid, but it's really moving. The things that are solid is like energy moving very slowly. And then the higher vibrations is like the air and the things that you can't tangibly, hold on to. And so all of you, your whole body is vibrating. It's like at different frequencies. And a lot of what that vibration has to do with, too, is your what you're thinking and what you're feeling. Like all your thoughts have a vibration. And those thoughts create feelings for you, and those feelings have vibrations. So imagine that you're like a radio tower. And so wherever is happening inside of you, so say if you're feeling very loving and loving about yourself and you're feeling good in the moment, those vibrations of loving energy are being transmitted out into the world. So people that you run into, the people around you, you know, it's, this energy is going out. And what this energy does is like magnets, in a way, it attracts other energy, a like energy. And it pulls you. It's like pulls you to it and pulls that energy to you. So there's this give and take of energy that comes back. So if you imagine, you know, everybody, I'm an energy radio tower, you're an energy radio tower, and we're all these energy towers going around, and we're sending out radio signals, we're sending out our signals out into the world, and we're receiving other people's signals of their energy and what's going on with them and how they feel about themselves and et cetera. So now you can see there's this exchange of energy that's happening all the time with the environment that you're in, with people that you're in, with any events or things that come up. There's feeling, there's energy around all of it. I just want you to understand we're like in this soup of energy all the time. And a lot of us have not been taught how to manage that energy. And we're highly sensitive and creatives and the healers, we're very open to all of that healing. We're very open to all of that energy. So happens is that energy gets mixed into our personal energy, and there isn't clear boundaries. There aren't clear boundaries, and it can be, we can start to feel yucky. We can start to feel like not like ourselves. So a lot of times, like, I don't feel like myself. Well, you've probably taken on somebody else's energy. So wanting you to, and we'll go into that later, but again, I'm just wanting you to get really clear about you are an energy field, and you are mixing with other energy out in the world, all around you, all the time. So I want you to also, this is really important, is that you have influence. So this is part of owning your power, is you have influence in the world with this energy. How do you want to be influencing? So that's just something to think about later. But right now, I just want you to understand that that is very powerful. Most people do not understand that, that they are influencing. And you are, I'm not going to go there yet. I have so much to share. Like, okay, I can go all over the place. But so again, everything is energy, and you are magnetizing to you the energy that you are expressing out in the world. So this is why it's really important for you to be conscious of you know, what you're putting out and what you're attracting back. And so that's why we say, you know, your world is reflecting back to you what's going on inside of you. Now, I know that can be confusing for a lot of people, but it is. It's reflecting back. So that gives you information, and then you can change it. And there's another, you know, when they say, you know, if you want peace in the world, then you be the peace first. So it's like you have to become peaceful, and then you're transmitting that peace energy out into the world, and you attract more peace back to you. But you're also helping, you know, you're giving that energy, you're expressing that energy out into the world, which is helping create more peace. So, and you can do that in every aspect of your life with prosperity. If you are in this prosperous, that your life is full and juicy and, oh my God, there's just, you know, it doesn't have to be around the money. It's like the well-being, your love for yourself and the people around you and seeing the beauty in the world and, you know, that goes out. That juiciness gets put out in the world and you attract even more of that back to you. So again, this is where we're going to be working on that paradigm for the healers and for the creatives and the highly sensitives about, you know, oh, you've got to, you know, that you can't make money doing what you love. You know, that's an energy that you are putting out in the world. Healers, not thinking that they can charge for what they do or charge a lot of money, or they're valuable, their time and their information is valuable. If you haven't healed your wounds and you're carrying that around, you cannot be the healer that you are here to do. You can't hold that space of prosperity and health for others. And so it's really looking at these old paradigms that are holding us back from embodying our prosperity right now in this time. So I want you to get clear on the energy, and I'm going to have many shows on this, but I just sort of wanted to do a little overview here, so that we can. Because I think this is very important that we understand this. In fact, I was going to do something else, and I'm thinking I'm just going to stick with the energy on this one, and then do the. I was going to tell you how your mind works, how the science of that, but I'm thinking I'm going to save that for the next show, because the energy is really important, and I'll share another thing. So when I started doing this work, and what I would do, so I'm going to give you an example of how you can work with your energy. So one is, like, if I became very aware of how I was feeling, because that feeling was creating this energy that goes out into the world, right? And noticing what it was that what I was paying attention to in my thoughts was creating my reality. So again, your thoughts create things. Your thoughts are vibrations. Are an energy, and understanding that you have control over what you're thinking. And again, that's another show, and we will talk about that. Will be the next show. But this is where you are in your greatest power. And where we give away our power the most. Because we give our power away to our old programming. We let other people make decisions for us instead of us checking in and deciding what it is that we want for ourselves so that we can create that, you know, what are we going to broadcast out into the world? What are we worthy of? You know, just knowing that you're worthy, that's a big question, you know, for a lot of us have, and I'm sorry when I keep, it's like, it's so hard to not go all over the place here, and I'm trying to be very direct in this moment and just keep it small because this topic is so big. Okay, so what I'm feeling into right now is the biggest message that I can give to you, is to become aware at all the times when you're not loving yourself. And we want to create the energy of love and above. And all the times that you're not loving yourself, and next week we'll work on why you're not, because in understanding, you're broadcasting. Every time you are not loving yourself and you're being judging and critical of yourself, that's like stabbing yourself in the heart. But it's also that energy is going out. You're sending that energy out into the world. And you're broadcasting, I don't love myself. And you wonder why people will disregard you, or you won't be seen and heard, or, you know, people aren't, you don't feel are paying you as much respect, or treating you the way that you would like. Is because you train them to do that, and it's not through necessarily your words; it's through your actions and through your energy. We're communicating a lot with everybody non-verbally through our physical actions, but also energetically. Again, I want you to totally get, like, you are responsible for your energy and what you're communicating out in the world. And I know it's old programming, which we'll get into next time, that is directing that energy unconsciously. But I'm asking you, that's why the embodying prosperity, is for you to start owning it and start becoming aware of the energy that you are communicating, spreading out into the world, and for yourself. For yourself, like, I'll give you an example. One of the one of my energies in my heart chakra was around perfectionism, and how I could see, once I got cracked me up afterwards, but it's not funny. Running in the background was this hyper vigilance of, okay, how do I prepare so I won't, you know, hypervigilance of watching everything that I was doing and watching what was coming and how do I protect myself and make it so I'm not going to make a mistake, and criticizing and being disappointed in myself for the mistakes that I made, you know, in the past. And I was like, oh, my God, this is like all running inside of me. Unconscious, I sort of stepped back and just could see this. It's exhausting. And, you know, a lot of my clients, I see a lot of friends, a lot of people I know have this going on, this hypervigilance, and people can feel that. And also that's what the energy that you're creating in your life, so you can't relax. You know, it's really hard to relax when inside everything is working very hard. To not make a mistake. And, you know, where did we get that we can't make mistakes? That's not realistic. And mistakes are our greatest teachers. So it's discovering things like that. So this is the start. So this is a start, a place for you to start becoming aware of your energy and your thoughts, what you're thinking and what you're feeling. And then, so what to do here, right? What to, how to embody this in a different way. Switch your thoughts. So every time, so the simplest thing, what I've done is, every time I catch myself thinking a unloving thought towards myself, I just say, stop. Delete, and it's just sort of like, how can I love myself more in this moment? I just ask myself that question. How can I love myself more in this moment? And it might just be, but like, just having as much compassion for ourselves as we have for others. And there is more to do, and I'll go into that in the next class when we talk about how your mind works and your programming, so you can understand why we want to change that programming, and that you are responsible for changing that, and that it can be done, and it shifts your whole life. It shifts all that energy. I'm trying to think, is there anything else? So one of the exercises that you can do here, so again, keeping it simple, just start watching what you're thinking and what you're feeling, and then ask yourself, particularly when it's not loving thoughts, it's critical, to see how much you're doing that, see how much you're beating yourself up, how much you're criticizing yourself and judging, and then how much that ends up judging out in the world, and that, and understand you're influencing all that energy around you. You're spewing all that stuff out into the world. And then, how can I love myself right now? Pay attention, check in, embody, get into your body and feel how can I love myself right now? One of the things I get to share that's coming through to me, that to share, and where I really see there's a disconnect for a lot of creative healers and highly sensitive, is that you tend not to be in your body because you don't want to feel. And I was very much like this too. Very ungrounded, very good in being the creative and having all of the visions and the intuitive and the getting ideas, et cetera, but we don't bring it down. We don't go into our bodies, a lot of the times not even further than our heart, and some not even into our heart. So really, to manifest and have the life that you really need, and also to do the work that you're here to do to help humanity and the world, you need to get into your body. So that's why, the title of this show, Embodying Prosperity, is getting down. Your power center is in those first three chakras. It's from your, it's in your belly area. It is, your power comes from there. There is a flame, a desire. Your soul energy is on fire in there. And there's a deep, vibration of who you are that is, wanting to be expressed in the world. But because of programming, which we'll talk about next time, a lot of that has been dampened down, has been covered up, has been, or shut down even. And this is all about igniting that, firing it up, you getting in touch with your power and who you are and what you're here to create in this world, and feeling supported and safe to do that, feeling that it's okay to have needs and wants and desires, and that it is your right and your worthiness to have those, and it is your life purpose to express those out in the world. It is your purpose to create relationships to help you develop that in the world. It is your right to speak that, to be seen and heard. And it is your mission if you're here. Your creativity, your insights, your wisdom, your uniqueness is needed in the world. And it is time to stop hiding. And it's time to shift the energy. And I am here, and there are many others who are here to help you do that. We have been doing that. We've been working on it. We'll be working on it our whole life. So there is no perfection here. There is a process, and it's step by step by step. And this is scientific. There's scientific proof of this energy and this process. And, it is it's your responsibility to take actions and do it. And when you do take responsibility for your life and your energy and your choices and your thoughts and your actions and living, you know, choosing to live those desires and those passions, wow, you will be embodying your prosperity. And anyway, so I'm going to open it up for questions. And so let me see. I muted a few people. So does anybody have any questions? So you can hit star two if you would, if that's right. Yeah, to raise your hand is star two. And I will, I'm new to this teleseminar, so I'll look on the webcast and see if anybody, see, actually I don't see it, but I'm looking on chat. If anybody has any questions. So I don't see anybody has any questions. Okay, I'm trying to think. What, well, I think then maybe then I will just end it right there. And and invite you to share this with others. And I will be putting out, I'm trying to figure out on one of my Facebooks where I will be having these calls. But if you're on my mailing list, I will be mailing out a recording. And if you're not on my mailing list, you would, might want to go to Marilyn O'Malley, MarilynOmalley.com, and sign up for the newsletter, and then I will send out notices for the next call. And I will also be doing follow-up information in my newsletter about what goes on in these calls. And I also have a Thursday Prosperity Challenge that I send out. And I have a Monday Inspiration that goes out. It's usually just a picture with something to inspire you to start the week. Anyway, thank you very much. And I look forward. Do practice. This is the whole thing about working and making change is practice. So, and if you have any questions, feel free also to email me, or if you have suggestions about what you want me to talk about, you can email me at CoachMarilyn, with the number one, at gmail.com. Okay. So I guess that's it. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a great week.